Hello, 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 and welcome back to Sese Says So. This is a biology revision podcast aimed to help you with your GCSE biology revision. Remember, in each episode, we focus on a different biological topic, and in this episode, we will be carrying on with the topic reproduction, part 2. So by the end of this episode, you should be able to describe the structure and the functions of the male and female reproductive organs, describe the role of the placenta in supporting the development of the embryo, and explain what happens in the menstrual cycle. So, without further ado, let's get into it. Humans carry out reproduction. This is in the form of sexual reproduction. This involves the fusion of the male gamete, the sperm, and the female gamete, the egg cell, or the ovum as it's often referred to. Unlike plants, the male reproductive system and the female reproductive system are separated. The female reproductive system is found in females, and the male reproductive system is found in males. The female reproductive system is made up of the following organs, each with their own specific functions. The ovaries. There are two of these that can be found on the left and the right hand side. The ovaries are responsible for the production of the egg cells. The fallopian tubes, or often known as the oviducts, are tube-like structures that transport the egg from the ovaries to the uterus. It is also the site of development for the embryo during the early stages of pregnancy. The bottom of the uterus is the cervix, which acts as an entrance to the uterus for the sperm during sexual reproduction. Then there is the vagina. This is where the penis enters to deposit sperm during sexual reproduction. Now, the male reproductive system also contains important organs with their own functions. The testes. There are two of these. They are the site of production of sperm cells. Each testes is surrounded by a layer of skin known as the scrotum, which positions the testes away from the body. The vas deferens, these are tubes that transport sperm from the testes to the urethra via the prostate gland, where semen is added. The semen and the sperm then travel down the urethra located in the penis. The penis is made up of erectile tissue so that it can enter the vagina during sexual reproduction. Okay, well, it's time for our first pit stop. In this pit stop, you have to identify which sexual reproductive organ is being described and also identify if it is found in the male or female reproductive system. Number 1. Transports the gametes from the ovary to the uterus. Number 2. Produces semen. And finally, number 3. Transports the gametes from the testes to the urethra. Okay, pause the podcast, give yourself a chance to think about those answers, and we'll be back with the correct answers in 3, 2, 1. So you had to identify which reproductive organ was being described, and then on top of that, identify if it belongs to the male or the female reproductive system. So number 1, transports the gametes from the ovary to the uterus. This is the oviduct or fallopian tube, and it's found in the female reproductive system. Number 2, produces semen. This is done by the prostate gland and is found in the male reproductive system. And then finally, number 3, transports the gametes from the testes to the urethra. This is the vas deferens and it is found in the male reproductive system. So if you got those answers correct, great job. And now we're going to move on into the next segment. As cheesy as this sounds, but you are a winner. You, right now, being here makes you a winner, as you run a very important race, and that is the race of fertilization. During sexual reproduction, millions of sperm enter the vagina. Eventually, only one sperm will fuse with one egg to produce a zygote, which develops into an embryo, then into a fetus, then into a baby, and eventually, you. Fertilization occurs in the fallopian tube, also known as the oviduct. The zygote is then formed. Remember, a zygote is a fertilized egg. It will immediately start to divide to form an embryo, which implants into the wall of the uterus. The point where the embryo and the uterus wall meet is where the placenta will begin to develop. For pregnant women, the placenta is an important organ, as it allows the efficient exchange of materials such as oxygen, amino acids, vitamins, minerals, and glucose from the mother to the growing fetus, and also the removal of waste products such as urea and carbon dioxide from the fetus to the mother. Structurally, the placenta is adapted to do this as it contains villi, which provide a large surface area for the exchange of these materials. The growing fetus will also be surrounded by a layer of fluid called the amniotic fluid, contained in the amniotic sac. The amniotic fluid helps to protect the fetus from knocks and bumps. It also stops the fetus from drying out. Okay, well, it's time for our second pit stop. For this pit stop, you have to answer the following questions. Number 1. Where does fertilization take place? Number 2. Give examples of materials transported from the mother to the fetus. And finally, number 3. What is the function of the amniotic fluid? Okay, you know what to do. Pause that podcast, think about the answers to those questions, and we'll be back with the correct answers in 3, 2, and 1. So for this pit stop, all you had to do was answer the following questions. Number 1, where does fertilization take place? It takes place in the fallopian tube, or you could have said the oviduct. Number 2, give examples of materials transported from the mother to the fetus. Examples of materials are oxygen, glucose, minerals, amino acids, and vitamins. And then finally, number 3, what is the function of the amniotic fluid? For this, you could have said it protects the fetus from bumps and knocks, and it also stops the fetus from drying out. So if you got those answers correct, amazing job. And now we're going to move on into the third segment. Puberty, most adolescent girls start their menstrual cycle. This is a 28-day cycle that usually results in a period, known as menstruation, due to the release of an unfertile egg. There are 4 key hormones that regulate this process. 2 of them you're probably more familiar with, estrogen and progesterone. The other 2 are called luteinizing hormone, or LH for short, and follicle stimulating hormone, FSH for short. Day 1 is when menstruation is seen as a result of the shedding of the uterus lining. A few days later, FSH, follicle stimulating hormone, is released from the pituitary gland. This stimulates the growth of a new egg cell. Each egg cell grows inside a cluster of cells called a follicle. In turn, the follicle secretes the hormone estrogen. At day 14, estrogen levels are at their highest point. This results in the thickening of the uterus wall in preparation for the zygote. At day 14, there is also a spike in LH, which together with the high levels of estrogen causes the release of the egg cell from the follicle inside the ovary. The release of the egg cell is called ovulation. Once the egg cell has been released, the cluster of cells that once surrounded it remains, and it is called the corpus luteum. The corpus luteum releases progesterone, which helps to maintain the thickness of the uterus lining. The second half of the menstrual cycle depends on whether the egg gets fertilized or not. If fertilization does not occur, the egg cell will be released and the uterus lining will shed and estrogen and progesterone levels fall. If, however, fertilization has occurred, the zygote will implant into the uterus wall. The corpus luteum will continue to secrete progesterone to maintain the thickness of the uterus wall, and the placenta eventually will take over this role of releasing progesterone. Okay, well, it's time for our final pit stop. Okay, well, it's time for the end of episode summary questions, so get a notepad, a book, or use your phone so that you can write down the answers. Number 1. What is the role of estrogen in the menstrual cycle? Number 2. What happens on day 14 of the menstrual cycle? And finally, number 3. What materials are transported from the fetus to the mother across the placenta? Okay, well, pause the podcast, give yourself some time to write down those answers, and we'll be back with the correct answers in 3, 2, and 1. So you had to answer the last few questions in the episode summary questions. So here we go. Number 1, what is the role of estrogen in the menstrual cycle? And the correct answer for this is estrogen thickens the uterus lining. Number 2, what happens on day 14 of the menstrual cycle? The egg is released and we call this process ovulation. And then finally, number three, what materials are transported from the fetus to the mother across the placenta? And the correct answer is urea and carbon dioxide. So if you got those answers correct, awesome job. And now we're just going to move on into the closing segment. So there you have it, reproduction part two in a nutshell. I've said this once and I'll say it again. Remember that these episodes are here for you to listen to, so take full advantage of them. Be sure to follow me on my social platforms at Cesse Says So on Instagram for daily biology updates, and subscribe to my podcast channel, which can be found on most streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Join me again for the next episode where I'll be reviewing the topic Inheritance Part 1. Why? Because Cesse says so.